Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
The first flurries of the season in the Triangle. New video this morning of the exciting sight.
It is clear now, so it is over, but we'll talk about how that happened. Of course, we're looking at chilly temperatures. The wind will make our wind chill feel like upper 30s this afternoon. I'll walk you through it hour by hour.
And holiday treats can throw off your health goals, the effectiveness of fitness devices, and ways to stay in shape this holiday season. A lot of people look at the holidays and say, it's fine, I'll have the extra cookie. It's Christmas, why not? But, you know, you do have to stay in shape, so I'll tell you how. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Renee Chu. Yeah, I applaud those who can, you know, limit themselves on the cookies and everything. It's just so tempting, especially when you get them as gifts for Christmas. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Speaking of another kind of treat, the snow flurries that some people saw.
Oh, yes. And, you know, y'all know I'm a big fan of that. Interesting setup, though, yesterday. Our temperatures, when this precipitation moved through, were in the mid to upper 40s. So it shows up as green. The radar just makes some assumptions about what's happening based on temperatures and some other factors. So the radar was assuming that was rain. Well, just above the surface, our temperatures were down below freezing, enough so that that precipitation began as some snow and sleet, and it made it all the way through those warmer temperatures before it melted. So we all got to see it as some flurries. It was quick, of course, you know, not enough to accumulate. Plus, our temperatures were pretty warm last night. We did have some snow showers in the mountains, a little bit of dusting there in some spots. Right now, we're looking at beautiful sunny skies, but the wind is going to be a real feature for us today. Right now, it's 34 degrees. This is a live look at Zebulon. Our wind is coming out of the northwest at 8 miles per hour, so that wind chill is having a pretty big effect. Our temperatures are in the low to mid 30s. Temperatures are on the left, but the wind chill on the right feels like 24 in Southern Pines. It feels like 29 in Goldsboro. It feels like 25 right now in Fayetteville, 29 in South Hill, and 27 in Roxboro. So it's a chilly start for us, and it won't change this afternoon. That breeze will continue, so it will only feel like mid to upper 30s for temperatures this afternoon. The actual highs will be pretty cool too, only in the mid 40s. Overnight tonight, we drop down into the mid 20s officially temperature wise, but I'll show you a reversal when we start to warm up coming up. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. I'm Brett Neeson for Brian Trader. It is 8:02, and there are a few crashes out there that we are keeping an eye on that are causing some pretty big backups. First, there's a couple of crashes on 440 eastbound on the Beltline itself. The ones that we're showing right there aren't causing any major delays, but when we take the wider look, we have a 12-minute delay on I-440 westbound coming in from 87 all the way over to Wade Avenue. That's an earlier crash down to 9 minutes now as it works to clear out a little bit after that earlier crash did just clear about 20 minutes ago or so. I-40 eastbound near Harrison Avenue, another new crash that is causing some pretty big backups there as you look back towards the Cary area. Here's our live camera there at I-40 and Harrison Avenue. Cars moving in both directions pretty good right now, but give yourself a few extra minutes if you use that stretch of 40. South of Raleigh on 40 westbound near Lake Wheeler Road, an earlier crash was blocking a lane, and you can see some of those delays that stretch there south past South Saunders Street. We're measuring right now an 8-minute delay on that stretch of 40 if you're trying to get over to US 1.
Brett, thank you. New video coming into our newsroom this morning of an exciting sight to see in the Triangle and across the state. So you're looking at flurries that were falling out west in Ashe County. WRL's Heidi Kirk is in downtown Raleigh with what we saw in the Triangle. Heidi, last winter we didn't get any significant snow, so any semblance of a snowflake is pretty exciting for folks around here.
Well, Renee, it certainly is exciting for me. I've been dreaming of a white Christmas, but it doesn't look like we're going to get one. But let's get straight to some of the first snow flurries in our area just overnight. Now, starting in Wake Forest, that's a mix of rain and snow coming down, sent to us by a viewer. Now, it's really cool to see that coming down in 40-degree temperatures. Now, we'll take you over to Durham. If you look really closely, you're going to see a few flakes falling there. Now, a little bit outside of our coverage area, that's Lexington on your screen. Again, a little bit hard to see, but you'll see them coming down a little bit. And finally, now this one is the winner. This is Ashe County, so it's a little ways out there, but look at all that snow coming down. That's exactly what I've been dreaming for, but we've yet to see that in Raleigh, but I am still hanging on to hope that that will come later in the season. And of course, if you're headed out the door this morning, make sure to bundle up. That wind sure is making me shake out here. It's pretty chilly, and it's not going away. Heidi Kirk, WRL News in Raleigh.
Today, the Wake County School Board will vote to approve the budget for the upcoming year. The vote was pushed back in October because of the delay in the state budget being approved. Adjustments were then made to the $644 million school's budget. The proposed budget includes funding for the construction of new schools. And we learned back in October that the board approved new pay scales for Wake County school employees. Those raises have already been given out. And today we'll learn how Wake County Public Schools will put a controversial new policy in place. The board will vote today on how to implement the so-called Parents' Bill of Rights. WREL's Kelsey Coffey is outside Wake School's headquarters in Cary. And Kelsey, a lot of students and parents have issues with this new law.
Michelle, a lot of pushback. We'll meet here at the board headquarters later today. Their job is going to be to nail down the final steps to put this law on the books. So this law involves issues related to gender identity and sexual orientation. It requires schools to tell parents if their student wants to change their name or pronouns. WREL Education Insider Emily Walkenhorst says the law is open to interpretation. Schools have been in talks with lawyers for months about this. LGBTQ plus advocates are actually working to block the bill.
A few different LGBTQ plus groups have said they're going to file a Title IX complaint at the federal level. They're hoping to be able to stop the law from going into effect.
So today is all about school board leaders just following that policy, but then the next step will be what they need to do to figure out how to put this all into practice. And that law is set to go into effect next month. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News. I'm in Cary.
Three people are out of their home this morning after a fire on Kerfman Street in Raleigh. 35 firefighters responded to this scene just after 10 o'clock last night. This is video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker. No word yet on what caused the fire. The Red Cross is assisting.
Police in Apex are working to make an arrest after a woman says a man wearing a ski mask forced his way into her apartment and hit her with a handgun. This happened at the Avalon Peaks apartment complex just off 1010 Road around 3 yesterday afternoon. The woman was taken to the hospital for treatment. Police say it was an isolated incident and that there's no ongoing danger to the community. Anyone with information about what happened is asked to call Apex Police. Take a look at this amazing video from Iceland, where a volcano is now erupting after weeks of tremors. The volcano near the town of Grindavik started erupting just after 10 last night local time. Authorities are warning people to stay away from the area, not just because of the lava, but because the gases from the volcano are dangerous. The nearby town has been evacuated since early October when the tremor started.
Raleigh police are investigating an assault on the Beltline as a homicide. Police released a picture of this gray car here. Detectives want to talk to the driver and anyone who is inside as part of their investigation. They're also looking for anyone who may have video of the incident. Police closed I-440 on Sunday between Hillsborough Street and Western Boulevard after finding a white van with bullet holes. At the time, police only called it a serious assault. They have not said what they found inside.
Today, leaders in Durham will hear recommendations for how to improve safety in the Bull City. Durham's Community Safety and Wellness Task Force will present its final report to City Council today. Among the recommendations expected to be discussed are the creation of an office for survivor care for victims of violent crimes and their families. The task force is also suggesting reallocating vacant positions within the police department to the Community Safety Department. City Council will meet at 1 this afternoon.
Rocky Mount police are investigating a bank robbery. It happened around 1:15 yesterday afternoon at the Wells Fargo on Benevue Road. According to police, the man you see here wearing a face mask and dark colored hoodie passed a note to the teller demanding money. The man stole an undisclosed amount from the teller and ran. It does not appear that he had a weapon. At this time, police have not said if they've made an arrest in this case.
A child from Wilson has died after a short battle with the flu. A pediatrician explains the symptoms to look for in your child and to know when to seek medical help.
Plus, all the food and drinks over the holidays can really take a toll on your health. The best way to use your fitness device to stay in shape.
And today's going to be a chilly one, the coldest day this week with a high of only 45 degrees. That's not the whole story. The wind will make it feel even colder with the wind chill. We'll go over that. We'll also take a look at Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and talk about our potential for a few sprinkles.
Welcome back on your Tuesday morning. Time now is 8:13 as you look live out over Sanford this morning. Beautiful blue skies, no clouds, but it sure is cold out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center. I had my heavy coat on this morning.
It's that wind, you know, that really makes it feel so chilly out there, down into the 20s of the wind chill. It looks pretty, though. We take a live look at Goldsboro and Apex, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And, of course, they are in Fayetteville in our newsroom. We're seeing blue sky everywhere. Now, the temperature is on the left in the blue box, and the wind chill is on the right side. So temperatures right now are in the low to mid 30s. It's 34 in Fayetteville, Clinton, Durham, Raleigh, Goldsboro, and Rocky Mount. But it feels more like upper 20s. 27 in Durham and Raleigh, 29 in Rocky Mount and Goldsboro. It feels like 25 in Fayetteville and 24 in Southern Pine. So it's a cold feel this morning with that wind chill. We'll see it feeling more like freezing by lunchtime, but we'll still feel like upper 30s this afternoon. The actual temperature is going to be cold too, in the mid 40s. Of course, we talked about our snow flurries that swung by last night, showing up in green there because the radar makes some assumptions about what kind of precipitation is falling based on temperatures and a few other things. But we're just assuming with our warm temperatures in the 40s that that was rain, but it was actually a few snow flurries because of the cold air that was sitting just right above us. So kind of a neat feature there, even though it was warm right on the ground, it was cold enough to send us a few flurries last night just above us. We did have some snow showers in the mountains, but those have cleared, and we're looking at dry conditions and lots of sunshine all the way through the rest of the day today. Let's jump ahead to the weekend. Saturday looks dry and mostly sunny. That takes us out to 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening. Sunday for Christmas Eve, we'll see increasing clouds. And then on Monday, mostly cloudy. And we have an approaching system. This is going to be 9 a.m. Monday morning. That's Christmas morning. And you can see the system approaching us. So we added a few sprinkles to the forecast for both Sunday and Monday in anticipation of this system. Now, this is likely to be a soaker for us, but not for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We'll just see some increasing clouds. We're just kind of watching the approach of that system. So just to cover the bases, we've got 20% for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Temperatures will be mild in the mid to upper 50s, and our morning lows are above freezing. I mean, that might not stop us from seeing a few flurries, but we're not likely to see it. Likely to see a pretty heavy rain after Christmas. That could affect your travels, especially if you're going to be driving somewhere. That week, the 27th through January 2nd, we have the potential for above normal precipitation and above normal temperatures. So we may see things warming up. Today is going to be the coldest day of the week for sure at 45 and our overnight low tonight at 24. Then we start to warm things up. Thursday is the first official day of winter, and we're looking at above freezing temperatures all the way into Christmas. It will be mostly dry both days. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic right now. It is at 8:16, and we do have a few crashes that we are continuing to keep an eye out on and some slowdown areas that we have been monitoring for the past hour or so. 7-minute delay on 440 westbound from 87 to Wade Avenue. An earlier crash has cleared at this point, so some of those delays are improving at this point. Some of the backups near Capitol Boulevard are kind of typical that what we see at this time in the morning. I-40 eastbound near Harrison Avenue, that crash has cleared at this point. The green back on the sensors, which is good. Here's our live camera in that area, and both directions looking good, free flow on traffic right now so far. And let's take a look at the south side of Raleigh on Lake Wheeler Road on 40 westbound. Rather, 40 westbound near Lake Wheeler Road, an earlier crash had blocked the lane. That has since cleared as well, and some of our drive times are improving. Delay-free pretty much across the board coming into Raleigh on all of those major routes. US 1 southbound, 5-minute delay if you hit a stoplight. And then over on the Durham Freeway, we got to always check in on the Durham Freeway, and right now we are pretty much delay-free in both directions. Michelle and Renee.
I'll take it here in the WRL Live Center, Brett. A bill being considered in the New York legislature would require Chick-fil-A restaurants to open on Sundays. Now, we're not just talking about all the Chick-fil-A restaurants in New York. We're just talking about those restaurants that's along New York's thruway. Of course, we all know that Chick-fil-A restaurants have been closed on Sundays since the restaurant opened nearly 80 years ago. Well, this is all part of a larger bill requiring all restaurant locations along New York's thruway to open on Sundays, and of course that would include Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A has not responded to any comments about this proposed legislation.
Ken, thanks. A family in Wilson is left heartbroken this morning after this young girl, Jasmine Kite, died from the flu. Jasmine died yesterday after suffering viral myocarditis, an inflammation of the heart muscle brought on by the flu virus. Family members shared more about what happened to Jasmine in a GoFundMe post. She was diagnosed with the flu on Wednesday, then went into cardiac arrest on Thursday. She died in the hospital Monday. Pediatrician Dr. Lori Langdon talked with WRL about when to seek medical help for a child with the flu.
The actual number of fever is not what really scares us. It's how that child is handling the fever, if they're having difficulty breathing or dehydration.
Dr. Langdon says a child experiencing heart issues when they have the flu is not extremely common. Jasmine appears to be the second child to die of the flu this season in our state. The state reports new numbers every week. The most recent numbers through December 9th show one child and 13 adults in North Carolina have died from the flu since October 1st.
The UNC basketball family is mourning the loss of a big-time player and ambassador of the sport. Eric Montrose died Sunday morning after a battle with cancer. He was 52. Montrose was diagnosed back in March. He played under coach Dean Smith from 1990 to 1994 and was the starring center on the team that won a national championship in 93. Eric Montrose is survived by his wife and three children.
Apple is planning to stop the sale of some of its Apple Watches. The company is expected to suspend the Apple Watch Series 9 and Ultra 2 models. It's over a patent dispute. The International Trade Commission placed a ban on the watches in October for potentially violating a patent with its blood oxygen feature. Apple says all online sales of the two watch models will end by Thursday and in-store sales will stop on Sunday.
Gaining a little bit of weight can be unwanted and an unwanted side effect from all the tasty treats this season. A fitness tracker can help, but technology experts say the data can be useless if you don't know what to do with it. Jackie Ibanez takes a closer look at how you can get the most out of your gadgets and stay active during and after the holidays.
With food and drink usually aplenty during the holidays, all the treats can take a toll on our waistlines. According to a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, the average person gains roughly 1 pound during the season.
Merry Christmas.
Since it's also the season of gifting, many people could be unwrapping fitness devices to revamp their workouts heading into the new year. But while health trackers can help us gauge our activity levels, sleep patterns, and more, Samantha Kleinberg of the Stevens Institute of Technology says all the data can be overwhelming.
Now, when you see an advertisement for a new device, the smartwatch or something to track your sleep or a ring, you know, all these different form factors, you're thinking, oh, that's cool. I can learn more, right? And then there's this tenuous connection of like, somehow if I learn more, I'm able to do stuff with it. But the commercials don't really tell you how you're going to do that.
Having a goal of what you want to achieve can help you better make sense of the data. Stell Kleinberg says there can be inaccuracies.
People use the information from their Fitbit or other device to figure out, here's how many calories I'm burning in a day, so that's how many calories I can eat, and if I eat less than that, I'm going to lose weight. But if the device is inaccurate, then you're going to get a different result than you expect.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends adults get at least 150 minutes of moderate physical activity every week and dedicate 2 days to strengthening their muscles. Going on walks to see holiday lights and parking farther away from stores when shopping are simple tricks the CDC says you can do to stay moving this season. Jackie Ibanez, Fox News.
A new law in Texas is aimed at punishing people who come into the state illegally. Governor Greg Abbott signed the law yesterday. It gives local law officials the ability to arrest migrants who try to sneak into the state. Supporters are praising the move, saying it gives Texas another way to protect the southern border. 21 Democratic lawmakers wrote a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland expressing grave concern about the law. It's set to go into effect in March. New video from North Korea shows the launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile. The country's state-owned media released this video. Japanese authorities say the missile flew at a high trajectory for about 73 minutes before falling into the sea west of Japan. Analysts say it could have the potential to hit anywhere in the U.S. if launched at a lower trajectory. North Korea has not proven it can do that. But experts say this launch indicates a growing reliability of the country's illegal weapons program.
One of America's most popular beer brands may have trouble reaching store shelves next year. About 5,000 Teamsters working at Anheuser-Busch voted to authorize a strike if a new contract cannot be reached. The current work agreement expires at the end of February. The Teamsters work at 12 breweries. Strike votes are a common part of labor negotiations and may never materialize into an actual strike, but sometimes they do, like the strike against all three domestic automobile manufacturers that lasted weeks.
New video shows the moment an earthquake hits China. Still ahead, customers at a restaurant run for safety as the quake shakes the building.
And a tool that police say is helpful in fighting crime is coming to an end in Durham. Why City Council voted to stop using ShotSpotter.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Tuesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Starting off really cold. Today's a day you're definitely going to need the jacket. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by with a beautiful look over Sanford this morning.
It looks gorgeous. We're going to see sunshine all day long. We're seeing this beautiful sunny view, not just in Sanford, but all across the viewing area. But our temperatures are chilly. If you just look at the temperature, we're mainly in the low to mid 30s right now. But with the breeze that we're seeing, the wind chill is making it feel much colder. 25 in Fayetteville, 24 Southern Pines, 26 Roxborough, 28 in South Hill, 27 around the Triangle area. And actual temperatures tomorrow will be down in the mid-20s. So some chilly air with us. Clear skies, a little breezy this morning. If you're planning to exercise, just know it feels like the 20s right now. Even though we'll climb to 45, which is cold, we'll only feel like the upper 30s when we figure in the wind chill. So keep that jacket with you today. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. And we are monitoring a few slowdowns, a few crashes out there on the roadways right now, but nothing causing any significant backups. 3-minute delay from 87 to Wade. That was up to 15-20 minutes at one point, so it's significantly improved. I-40 at Davis Drive. That's our live camera there, and traffic is flowing freely in both directions. Take a look at the Durham Freeway itself right there, just north of that camera. 2-minute delay in either direction on the Durham Freeway, but nothing really major backing anything up right now, Michelle.
All right, thanks, Brett. The Wake County School Board will take its final steps today to make a new controversial law part of its policy books. The so-called Parents' Bill of Rights deals with gender identity and sexual orientation issues. It requires schools to tell parents if their child wants to change their name or pronouns. Next on Fox 50, the quick bout of snow flurry seen in the Triangle. And then next on Today, one-on-one with actress Cynthia Erivo.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Another breezy day today, and that will impact the way it feels. I'll show you the wind chill through the afternoon coming up.
The first flurries of the season spotted in the Triangle, where people saw some flakes overnight.
And today, Wake County Public Schools will take the final steps toward putting controversial new policies in place. The plans to comply with the so-called Parents' Bill of Rights.
And it's time to get out your gifts. The shipping deadlines that will have a lot of people headed to the post office over the next couple of days. Get ready for long lines and perhaps some sticker shock.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sticking with us in this 8 o'clock hour. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. I am still shopping for Christmas.
You are.
Isn't that terrible?
It's not terrible. I think you have a lot of company.
I know. I do. I went to the post office yesterday and it was so packed. So yeah, that's going to be the story, at least until Friday, I think. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by with our cold forecast. If you're heading out, you need the jacket.
You definitely do. Skies are clear right now. It is breezy. I'm going to walk you through the way it's going to feel all day long. But take a look at this. This was fun. Everybody's kind of buzzing about this. We did see a few flurries yesterday evening. But notice they showed up in radar, on the radar right there in green, which signifies rain. And of course, back in the mountains, they showed up as snow flurries. Well, so the radar makes some assumptions about what kind of precipitation is falling based on the temperature here on the ground and some other elements. But definitely just assuming that that was rain. And in fact, it was some snow flurries. Because we had such cold air sitting just above our heads, those snow flurries were able to make it all the way down through the warmer temperatures to the ground before they melted. So that was kind of exciting, but you know, it wasn't like we got a nice snow out of it. We take a live look at Warrenton right now. You wouldn't know any of that happened with this beautiful blue sky. Our temperature in the Triangle right now is in the mid-30s. but our wind is coming out of the northwest at 8 miles per hour, so that's making it feel much colder. It's 34 in Fayetteville, Goldsboro, and Rocky Mount. It's 32 in Roxboro, 31 in Southern Pines, but it feels like 24 in Southern Pines, 26 in Roxboro, 28 South Hill, 25 in Fayetteville, and 29 in Goldsboro and Rocky Mount. So that wind is really making a difference in the way it feels. It could still feel like close to freezing at lunchtime and upper 30s this afternoon. Now, it is going to be a cold afternoon. Temperatures will be in the mid-40s, but again, it's likely to feel even colder than that with the wind chill. We'll see lots of sunshine today. We do see a bit of a warm-up as we head into the holiday for Sunday and Monday. We'll talk about our potential for a little bit of light patchy rain coming up.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Well, new video is coming into our newsroom this morning of an exciting sight to see in the Triangle and across the state. Look at this. This is flurries falling out in Ashe County. WRAL's Heidi Kirk is in downtown Raleigh with what we saw in the Triangle.
Well, I'm certainly dreaming of a white Christmas, even though it seems like we're not going to get one. I want to take you straight to some new video that we received into our newsroom this morning. Starting in Wake Forest, that's a mix of rain and snow coming down, sent to us by a viewer. Now, it's really cool to see that coming down in 40-degree temperatures. Now, I want to take you over to Durham. If you look closely, you're going to see some small flakes falling in the darkness there. And a little bit outside of our coverage area, now you'll see Lexington on your screens. Also, a little bit hard to see, but you'll see some flurries coming down. And finally, this is the real winner here, Ashe County. Look at that snow coming down. That's certainly what I am dreaming of. Now, of course, if you're headed outside this morning, it is quite chilly with the wind coming through, so make sure to bundle up. I certainly am with my turtleneck. Heidi Kirk, WRAL News in Raleigh.
And this just into the WRAL Live Center. Lumberton police say a 17-year-old died this morning, and his 18-year-old passenger was injured in a crash that happened on I-95 North in this area of Lumberton around 3 o'clock this morning. Police say 18-year-old Kristen Oxendine was flown from that scene to a nearby hospital for treatment. Officers also say the 17-year-old who was driving lost control of his vehicle on I-95 North. When off the road, the car overturned. That 17-year-old was thrown from that vehicle and died from his injuries. Lumberton police, of course, are investigating the cause of the crash. We're also working to learn the name of the 17-year-old who died. As we get any new information about this case, we'll update on air, on online, and, of course, if we're still on the air, here in the WRAL Live Center.
Ken, thanks. Police in Apex are working to make an arrest after a woman says a man wearing a ski mask forced his way into her apartment and hit her with a handgun. This happened at the Avalon Peaks apartment complex just off 1010 Road around 3 yesterday afternoon. The woman was taken to the hospital for treatment. Police say it was an isolated incident and there's no ongoing danger to the community. Anyone with information about what happened is asked to call Apex Police. Today, we will learn how Wake County Public Schools plans to implement some controversial new policies. The board will finalize how it will follow the so-called Parents' Bill of Rights. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from Wake School's headquarters in Cary. And Kelsey, this deals with issues related to gender identity and sexual orientation.
Renee, it sure does. And school board leaders will meet here at board headquarters later today, and they're going to be nailing down the final steps to put this law on the books. So this law relates to gender identity and sexual orientation issues. It requires schools to tell parents if their student wants to change their name or pronouns. Three LGBTQ plus groups say they plan to file a Title IX complaint. They're hoping to block the law before it goes into effect. Today, school leaders will focus on finalizing the policy. Then the next step is figuring out how they're going to put all of this into practice.
So if there's a notification required for something, what does that notification look like? Is it written? Is it a phone call? Things like that. So that kind of stuff will still need to play out.
That was WRAL Education Insider Emily Walkenhorst. She says that all of this is up to interpretation, so school leaders have been checking in with lawyers for months about this, and that law is set to go into effect next month. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Cary.
The Wake County School Board will also vote today to approve the budget for the upcoming year. The vote was pushed back in October because of the delay in the state budget being approved. Adjustments were then made to the $644 million school's budget. The proposed budget includes funding for the construction of new schools. We learned back in October that the board approved new pay scales for Wake County school employees. Those raises have already been given out.
We're following breaking news this morning in China, where the death toll from a major earthquake is rising. The country's state media is reporting that more than 120 people were killed by the 6.2 magnitude quake, which happened in the northwestern part of the country just before midnight on Monday. Almost 400 people are injured. There have been reports of damage to water and electricity lines, as well as transportation and communications infrastructure. Rescue crews are working in sub-zero temperatures to try and find survivors.
Gunfire detection technology in Durham is coming to an end. City Council voted last night to end the contract for ShotSpotter. It's the program that detects the sound of gunfire and alerts police. Opponents spoke out during public comment, sharing their concerns of over-policing. They also say funds should be used for other needs in the city. A police department representative gave insight on what happens now to ShotSpotter.
It would stop notifying the police department of gunfire events. It is at ShotSpotter's discretion as to whether they leave the sensors in place.
Durham had been part of a one-year pilot program. Mayor Leonardo Williams and Mayor Pro Tem Mark Anthony Middleton were the only two officials in favor of extending the contract.
A funeral service for late Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor will happen today at Washington National Cemetery. North Carolina state flags will be lowered to half-staff today in her honor. And the current Supreme Court justices honored the life and work of O'Connor yesterday as she lay in repose at the court. O'Connor was the first woman to hold a seat on the high court. She died earlier this month at the age of 93 from complications of dementia. And today, the State Board of Elections will discuss another challenge to former President Donald Trump being listed on the 2024 primary ballot in the state. A registered voter from Stokes County filed the challenge. It argues that Trump should not be eligible to be on the ballot because of his involvement in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. A previous challenge to Trump's status on the North Carolina ballot was voluntarily dismissed in September.
It was a thrilling last-minute victory for the Seattle Seahawks on Monday Night Football. Quarterback Drew Lock connected with rookie Jackson Smith in Jigba for a 29-yard touchdown with just 28 seconds left on the clock. That gave the Seahawks a 20-17 win over the Philadelphia Eagles. The Seahawks keep their playoff hopes alive with this win. For the Eagles, it's their third straight loss after starting the season 10-1.
Well, actor Alec Baldwin gets in a shouting match at a pro-Palestinian rally. The heated confrontation in New York that ended in the actor being led away by police.
Plus, diners run for safety the moment the big earthquake hit China, caught on video.
And it'll be a breezy day today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is back after the break to tell us how windy it will be and how chilly it'll feel.
Good morning, Wake Forest, as we take a live look at 843. Oh, that's pretty wreaths on the lamppost there. And lots of sunshine. Just a beautiful view. And the temperatures feeling festive, certainly. It is back to coat weather. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with how long our cold snap will last.
It's really just going to be a couple of days. And then by the time we hit Thursday, the first official day of winter, our temperatures will be back up to a little bit above normal. But it's going to be a cold day today, coldest day of the week. Beautiful blue skies there in Warrenton. And we're seeing that all across the viewing area. Temperatures just above freezing around the Triangle area right now. And now that we're about to hit 9 o'clock, we shouldn't see those temperatures drop much more. But they're also not going to warm up very quickly. We'll see highs this afternoon only in the mid-40s, about 10 degrees warmer than where we are right now. That's not the whole story, though, because it will still remain a little breezy, so the wind chill may make it feel more like upper 30s all day. As a matter of fact, we still have a wind chill right now. It feels like 25 in Fayetteville, 24 in Southern Pines. The actual temperature there in blue and the wind chill on the box in white there. So it feels like 29 in Goldsboro, and as well as Roxboro, it feels like 29 in Clinton. So it's definitely cold out there. Temperatures are 15 to 20 degrees colder than they were this time yesterday. But, you know, yesterday we had temperatures in the 50s, which was unusual. We'll only see mid-40s 40s for highs this afternoon in Raleigh and Durham, Fayetteville too. Expect it to be nice and bright, but a little breezy, especially through lunchtime. We'll see winds at about 10 to 13, gusting up to 20, maybe 25 miles per hour before the winds start to settle down this evening. So expect temperatures to feel like close to freezing at lunchtime, but only say 37 or 38 through the afternoon, even with all that sunshine. So if you're going to be headed to Woolies Winter Wonderland this evening, obviously you're going to want to bundle up with those chilling temperatures. Actual temperature when they open the gates, 45, but we'll be dropping into the 30s, and it could feel like 20s by the time it's all said and done. Our temperatures, of course, right now are running below normal, and we'll see that up through tomorrow. After that, some warmer temperatures back to the west start to sneak in. It's not like we're going to climb up into the 60s or 70s, but we will start to see temperatures running just a little bit above normal starting by Thursday. Our normal low is 34, 10 degrees colder than that for tonight, early tomorrow morning. So it feels like 20s right now, but it will be 20s tomorrow morning, much colder than this morning, 28 on Thursday morning, and then back into the mid 30s for Saturday and Sunday. And that kind of closes the door on any chance for a white Christmas. Looking at a high of 56 on Monday, mostly cloudy skies, could be a few sprinkles. We're tracking what could be a pretty potent system for Tuesday and Wednesday. So we're just going to watch how quickly that arrives. A few sprinkles, but temperatures should be above freezing. I guess that didn't stop us last night for seeing a few flurries. That's 58 on Thursday for the first day of winter. Then we'll hold it with highs in the 50s. It will be mostly dry on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Just a small chance of a sprinkle.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. The moment a magnitude 6.2 earthquake hit China was caught on surveillance video. This video here shows customers and staff at a restaurant running for safety as the earthquake shakes that building. You see it here. The quake killed more than 120 people and injured hundreds more. It triggered landslides and damaged roads and infrastructure, leaving half of the village buried in silt. Authorities say at least 20 people remain missing.
Google agreed to pay $700 million to states and consumers to settle an antitrust lawsuit. The Justice Department and dozens of states accused the company of abusing its dominance in online search. They claim Google harmed competition through deals with wireless carriers and smartphone makers to make Google search their default or exclusive option. Google says Android and Google Play have continuously evolved to provide more flexibility and choice. Your electric bills may soon be going up. Next month, rates will start rising for Duke Energy Carolinas customers. Duke Energy Carolinas serves 2 million households and businesses in central and western North Carolina, including Charlotte, Durham, and the Triad. State regulators approved a three-year 14.6% rate hike. Rates will go up 8.3% starting January 15th, 3.3% in 2025, and another 3% in 2026. Duke Energy says the extra money will help upgrade its electric grid, improve reliability, and reduce pollution.
New this morning, police are investigating an officer-involved shooting in downtown Washington, D.C. It happened just two blocks from the downtown Christmas market. An officer was in their car when they saw a man walking with a firearm. The officer tried to stop the man, who then ran away. As they were closing in on the suspect, a firearm was displayed, causing the officer to fire their gun. The man was taken to a nearby hospital for treatment. An investigation is pending. And actor Alec Baldwin got into a heated confrontation with a pro-Palestinian protester in New York. Baldwin unexpectedly showed up at a rally last night in Manhattan. It's unclear what led to the confrontation, but video shows him getting into a heated argument before being escorted away by NYPD officers. The protesters were also involved in several small scuffles with police officers.
Attention, all last-minute gift givers. Shipping companies across the country are warning you to send packages as soon as possible in order to get them under the tree by Christmas morning. Madison Allworth is at a DHL facility with the shipping rush.
If you still need to get presents out before Christmas, I have good news and bad news. Good news, you still have time. Bad news, it's going to cost you. At this point, you will need to do some sort of priority shipping. If you go the FedEx route, you will need to do the two-day freight shipping. You can even ship up until December 22nd if you're willing to pay same-day shipping. When it comes to UPS, you're getting dangerously close to the last day of shipping there. You'll need to get packages out by December 21st. And if you want to send your mail via the good old United States Postal Service, today is the last day you can send via Priority Mail service. Any later, and you will need to pay for the Priority Mail Express service. many of those packages passing through DHL facilities like the one I'm in right now. What's new this year is the robotic arm that is helping to sort packages. This is her first Christmas working, and she's helping her human coworkers that definitely have their work cut out for them. I'm here with Ken, the general manager of this facility. So we're taking a look at the robotic arm. How many packages can it manage per hour?
Madison, this machine can handle 1,500 pieces per hour.
Which sounds like so much, but a human working on the line, how many are they managing per hour?
They can manage 1,875 pieces per hour.
Okay, so the robot's helping out, but not quite as good as its human coworker so far, but definitely helping, and you guys have your work cut out for you. How many packages pass through this facility from Black Friday through Christmas?
From Black Friday through Christmas, 10.3 million pieces per hour.
It's a lot of Christmas presents, Ken. Thank you so much. So there you have it. We are definitely in those final days of shipping when it comes to the Christmas holiday. You still have time, but you definitely do not want to wait any longer. In Avenel, New Jersey, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
Christmas is coming for hundreds of less fortunate families in the Sandhills. The Salvation Army Angel Tree Program will put smiles on the faces of children in Cumberland, Moore, and Robeson counties this Christmas. A warehouse in Fayetteville holds hundreds of gifts. They were all donated by people who took an angel tag from a tree and anonymously bought gifts for children up to 12 years of age. Gifts are also available for people older than 65. We spoke with two women who were picking up gifts for their children.
So my daughter, she likes her drawing, and the boys are more into like Elmo and dinosaurs and, you know, Spider-Man, Batman.
This program helps out a lot because, you know, I'm a single mom. It helps me, you know, get gifts that I can't afford.
And imagine them getting to unwrap those presents Christmas morning. The Salvation Army says about 260 angel tags were taken off the tree, but the people did not buy gifts for those angels. Toys for Tots will step in and help provide presents for those children.
The Salvation Army of Wake County is in a similar situation. Organizers say about 1,000 of their angels were adopted but never returned. Gift distribution starts today. The Salvation Army is still accepting clothing and gifts for older children through Wednesday. You can go to WREL.com to see the specifics of what they need and other places that still need your help. And you'll want to check frozen chicken bites you have in your freezer because of a USDA recall. It affects more than 26,000 pounds of TGI Friday's boneless chicken bites. They may be contaminated with pieces of clear hard plastic. The recall covers 15-ounce cartons of the honey barbecue flavored bites. They were produced October 3rd and shipped to stores across the country. There are no reports of any injuries.
The norovirus outbreak at Sushi 9 restaurant in Raleigh is over. Wake County Public Health says there is no indication of an ongoing risk. Public health officials interviewed more than 240 people who reported getting sick between November 28th and December 5th. At this point, investigators have not pinpointed the source of norovirus. A spokesperson tells WRAL the volume of complaints they received in that one-week time frame was significant.
Wake County has not seen a foodborne illness outbreak of this size in some time. So this is not something that is expected frequently and we would consider unusual.
Jennifer Brown with Wake County Public Health says no new cases have been reported in 12 days.
Another batch of Starlink satellites is now in orbit.
2, 1, ignition. And liftoff of Starlink.
The SpaceX Falcon 9 launched from Cape Canaveral overnight with 23 satellites. They provide internet services to parts of the world. SpaceX recently announced it has signed up more than 2 million subscribers in more than 60 countries for service. And before we go to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic coming up next.